You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Paddy Aspel on this latest edition. We're recording this during one of the busiest Saturdays of the season. Loads of racing on Saturday. So we've managed to grab Paddy for just a couple of minutes, dragged him out of the studio. Mr. Aspel, how's things?
Yeah, all good, Alex. Yourself?
Yes, not too bad at all, not too bad. We're going to look at two races at Newton Abbot and Redcar. One of each, I should say. And we start at Newton Abbot. I will just say, racing on Sunday, there's loads of it. Newton Abbot and Stratford domestically over Jumps and Redcar on the flat. And over in Ireland, Curragh and Tipperary to look forward to. Good card at the Curragh as well. You'll be able to hear the thoughts of Andy Holding on that on his racing podcast on Sunday morning. We start at Newton Abbot, though, with the 3 o'clock on Sunday, which is a handicap hurdle over, a novice's handicap hurdle over 2 miles and a furlong. And only really one place to start here, and that's with John Joe O'Neill's title watch, Paddy, who has been in cracking nick of late.
Yeah, he's going for the hat-trick bid tomorrow, and I mean, like Manny from this yard, he's been very, very well placed. He was fairly decent on the level, to be honest. I mean, he was competitive enough off sort of, you know, low 70s, and but he won 2 starts ago, Stratford off 95, and then carried a penalty at Uttoxeter last week. So that was obviously off 102, but he won quite nicely. But tomorrow, he gets to race back off 95 again. So theoretically, I don't know what the handicapper is due to put him up, but you know, he could be sort of the guts of £10, at least £10 well in tomorrow. And I think they've got landed on a very winnable race. James Bowen is on board again. And just looking through the race, I can't really see anything with the sort of profile that this chap has got that could really put it up to him. Oh, Petrify down the bottom is a bit in and out, but he does like it round here. But 2 mile, I think, is just going to pinch him unless there's a red hot pace to aim at. But he's far more exposed than the likes of the John Joe horse. And like I said, I think he's been very well placed, and I'd be very surprised if he didn't get the hat-trick bid up tomorrow.
Yeah, might not be much of a prize title watch, but does have outstanding claims in that 3 o'clock contest. If you were forecast betting, you would take Petrify to follow him home? I know you said a bit in and out.
Yeah, he is in and out because, you know, he won here when it was looking very, very unpromising turning in, but he absolutely flew home. He's a funny old horse. But then on the flat, he bombed out at Chepstow last week. So that's just him. Tomorrow, he's due a good one because his most recent one has been a poor one. But that's the type of horse he is. But generally, on a going day, he's quite capable. But it's just trying to predict them. But I think the 2 mile tomorrow might just pinch him.
Okay. But we're sticking with title watch in that 3 o'clock at Newton Abbot. We'll move to the flat then, and we're going to focus on one race at Redcar. It is the, was it the 4.55, Paddy, that we were going to discuss?
Yeah.
It's a sprint handicap, 6 furlongs the trip. Now, not many runners in this, but that doesn't really make it that much easier because a few of these want a strong pace to come off, which, well, they may not get here. This could get quite tactical, couldn't it?
Yeah, which is sort of the reason I came down on Orion's Bow, because that was better last time at Thirsk over 6 furlongs, but for me, I think he's just, 6 does just pinch him a little bit. This horse was a prolific winner in 2016 when the late Dandy Nichols had him. I think he rattled off maybe 5 or 6 on the bounce with Baz McHugh. He had a real good year. He's not won since that summer, 2016. So therefore, his mark has tumbled, and I mean, he's now competing off 85, where he was into the hundreds during his good spell a couple of years ago, and that was better last time. I mean, they put the, I'm pretty sure of the tongue tie is back on tomorrow, it is, yeah. And like I say, he wasn't beat far at Thirst the last day, but he just didn't quite finish off his race. he looked like he was going to be involved, but last 150 yards from me, he's just cut out, and I just think this trip, it does just stretch him a little bit, so I'd be happy if this got tactical.
Mm.
The one I do respect is Red Pike, because he's got the hood and cheek pieces on for the first time tomorrow, and the Brian Smart team are in pretty decent order. He's been knocking on the door just recently, and same comment applies to him. He's actually not won since 2015, but you know, therefore his mark reflects that, and he's off the same mark as Orion's Bow in 85. But like I said, the Tim Easterby team continue to have a fantastic summer, and if it does get tactical and there isn't too much whoosh early doors, I think Orion's Bow has got a really his best chance for some time to get himself back in the winner's enclosure tomorrow.
Yeah, the handicap has well and truly had his say with him, hasn't he, over the last couple of years?
Yeah, and you know, obviously he's changed yards, he's still under the same ownership, but you know, at the end of the day, he's still only 7 years old. It's not like he's 10 or 11 and the legs just aren't there anymore. Maybe he isn't the horse he was two summers ago, but of 85, he ought to be getting competitive now. And he just sort of pinpointed the last day that was maybe about to happen. But like I said, if there's not too much speed early doors, I think it will enhance his chance.
Orion's Bow trained by Tim Easterby, who does have another runner in the race, and that's Kenny the Captain, who's run by Rachel Richardson, and she lost her claim this week, didn't she? She had a cracking day at Beverley, wasn't it? I think she had a treble at Beverley earlier on in the week. She's lost her claim. I think Friday was the last. I think she was riding at Hamilton in the Scottish Stewards Cup, taking £3 off. That was the last time that she could do that. She's having a good old time of things at the minute, isn't she?
Yeah, certainly is. I mean, I'll be honest, I think one of the days I was in last week, I did give her some criticism because, you know, for a rider who has had as much riding, obviously she just lost her claim. She got beaten one at Catrick, I don't know, I can't remember where it was, but it was about a week or 10 days ago. And she dropped her stick at about 100 yards to go. And, you know, it's not so much she dropped her stick, she went to hit the horse, missed, and the stick went. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just thought, Rachel's got an awful lot of riding done. That shouldn't be happening, and she's got run down close to the line. Now look, whether it was the difference between really winning and losing, because the winner did come with a fair old rattle down the outside of the sea of catching a lot, but you know, I said on the day that I'm sure Tim would have a word with her about it, because it just shouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped my stick, but thank God I've never done that. I've never chucked it away. You drop it when someone knocks it out of your hand, or you go to turn it in your hand or whatever, but you know, for someone who's got the experience she has, I thought on the day it was probably something that was avoidable and maybe cost her a winner. But since then,
because off the back of that,
yeah. So
if Tim used to be there, or even if she heard what you were saying,
but I mean,
a pep talk.
I'd imagine Tim has had a little word and said, look, this shouldn't be happening. You get plenty of riding, you've plenty of experience, you're more than capable. And she went and showed that, you know. And like I say, a treble for a female rider at a meeting anywhere is outstanding, because it's so competitive with the, you know, and now she's off levels with the men, but at least she showed the other day that she's able to step up and you know, put that right. So yeah, she hasn't looked back since. And but I'd imagine Tim probably did have a word, because with such shrewd connections, you know, that horse in particular, they seen that maybe he could have been a probable winner at Catrick. They turned him out very quickly, and she's got him one hit on him as well.
Yeah.
You know, because they knew they were going to get a rise, because the handicapper might have looked at that and said, well, this horse had the potential to win a Catrick, so they were going to get a hike in the weights no matter what. But that just shows how shrewd and capable Tim Easterby is. But yeah, no, it's she's having a good time. And old Kenny, the captain that she rides here, he's a red car regular. He's a C&D winner. And but if he's ready to go off the back of an absence, he would have a chance. But I think there's probably some more in-form rivals, or some recent form rivals in the race that he's got to beat. So maybe he might have to settle for a bit of place money tomorrow.
And if you do fancy Orion's Bow, then very best of luck to you if you're following Paddy in. Orion's Bow, the pick in the 4:55 at Redcar, and in the 3:00 at Newton Abbott's Tidal Watch, the other selection for Paddy. Actually, just going back to Rachel Richardson, saw an interview with her and our very own Gordon Brown the other day on Racing UK, and she came across very, very well. As did Gordon, but he always does, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
He does.
Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast. I've been Alex Dunn. That's been Paddy Aspel. Hopefully two winners coming your way at Newton Abbott and Redcar on Sunday. Enjoy the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.